Down in Matsu Valley, where the river flows, lives a gray-haired man with a Roman nose. He's got an old white truck and he's waving his sign. For anyone who look, he's a man of our time. He'll go, hey, you, another car goes by.
I'm Kelly Sidebottom, and I live in Palmer.
And I'm Ann Granath, and I live in Palmer also.
Okay. Welcome, Kelly and Ann.
Thank you.
Now, there's a reason you have stumbled into the studio, though, and this is because you have had a creative moment, as I understand. And that creative moment involves two things. A song, heretofore unheard anywhere. It's the new song. And more importantly, a story. And we'd like to talk about the story because we'll be listening to the song itself in a little bit. So first, the story. Let me guess, you two were walking down the street and you bumped into one another.
Well, kind of.
Close.
Close.
About a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago. We were actually on the street bumping into each other. We were helping somebody to campaign and didn't think much of it and just kind of got to know each other after that a little bit. And, we were one of those sign waivers a long time ago.
Okay, that's so this was a political campaign of some sort.
Yeah. It was a local thing.
Oh, okay.
Then we kind of got to know each other. Her husband works where I work, so.
It seemed enough. Now, Kelly, is that how you remember it?
Yes, and then we actually went to the fair together, and she told me she's a spinner and would I like to learn to spin, and I said, would I, to spin wool? And so she taught me to spin wool and knit, and then we realized that we both love music, and here we are.
Okay. So you started then playing some music together, mm-hmm. as I understand.
Yeah. Right. My husband told her I could play the guitar, but I really couldn't really play the guitar. I could play a lot of different things, but I did have a guitar, and so I brought it to her house and realized I needed a lot of lessons, so I did get some lessons. But singing I've done in the past with my family, and when she sang with me, I realized, hey, we can do this together, and since then, we've been having different situations come up and been able to meet people and play, and we've been at Primrose 3 different times and have been invited back, and we're going to keep doing that.
Okay. So that's the story of how you came to do music together. Mm-hmm. There's another story here, though, how you came to do the song we're going to be talking about. And shall we name that song?
It's Another Vote Done Gone.
Another Vote Done Gone.
Correct.
And did you get the title and then the song? Or
no, we kind of got the song first, and it just seemed to fit.
Oh, okay. Okay, and how long ago was that?
About
3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago. 3-4 weeks ago.
Oh,
and
okay.
We did play it for a group that we jam with once, and we played it a couple different times for different people, and every time they heard it, they were like, you need to take this to the local radio station because it really is good, and it really does encourage people to vote. It's not meant in any way, shape, or form to hurt anyone. It's meant to just encourage people to do their duty, and that is to vote.
Really keep that freedom of speech that's so important in our culture alive and well, and respecting everybody's freedom of speech as long as it's not hurtful.
Okay. I can understand that. So was there one of you that somehow just come up with this idea first and then convince the other person?
No, I think it happened line by line. Hey, how about this? Hey, how about this? And, of course, we were giggling and laughing the whole time because it was just a fun thing to do. I think that's one of the biggest things about Kelly and I playing together is that we're just having fun. I mean, we're at a time of our age that it's not as serious as somebody. We're not going to become famous. We're not going to become rich, but we are going to have fun.
Okay.
And that's what it is about.
And I think we're givers. And I am not a teacher by trade, but I work with teachers.
Okay.
And I've always been the kind of person that likes to pass on what I feel is important. And I like to share, and I think voting is really, really important. And I think it's sad that a lot of times it's only 20-25% people that vote, sometimes only 15. And this was just a way to make it kind of funny and kind of something everyone can identify with and just encourage people to vote. I'm not going to ask you or tell you how to vote, just to please get out there and vote.
So of all the topics and all the ways in which you could tell the story so that you would encourage someone to vote, why this one?
I think that people can identify with it. And I think at first some people get really irritated by some of the things that they see out there in the sign waivers. And I've been a sign waiver. And so I try to respect other people's views. And just because they don't agree with me doesn't mean they don't have the right to be there. And I think that we don't do that enough. I think we should respect each other's views. And I think that we just don't talk about each other's views enough. I think we're almost afraid to discuss it. And this song just kind of brings it all together for me, and also to not judge and just, you know, people have their rights to have how they feel, and it's okay. And hopefully they can at least encourage you to get out and do your duty and vote.
And I know that many listeners have probably at least driven by and seen people waving signs. And many of them may also have been sign waivers. Mm-hmm. You two have, I have. And I can relate to a variable response, different responses, mm-hmm. even when I think I'm a nicely dressed person with a smile who's waving a sign. Sometimes the response is very positive, and sometimes there's a negative aspect to that response. Now, I guess it's time to focus in on the topic here, because from what I understand, what we're talking about is an individual who is in many ways the inspiration for your song, and an individual who has been prominent waving a large sign, we can call it that, not only during a campaign season, but also off and on through the year. And in some respects, I know that there are people that have looked and asked, why is he doing that? Why is he waving when it isn't the proper time to wave, when the campaigns are going, etc.? And they may even have a question about the message that he's conveying. And so... You're smiling a little bit.
Yeah, I am. I think it's so important. I want to remind, you know, especially our young people, our freedom of speech is very special in this country, probably more special than any other country when you compare it with. We have the right to do this. We have the right to say how we feel. And again, I like to put a little reservation on that. And being careful not to hurt others is also important. But like we mentioned, you know, earlier, very few people are voting. And, you know, if I see a person out there waving a sign and I disagree with that, those people are voting. So we need to get people that are not voting. If you disagree with what their passion is and what they really are trying to convey, remember, they're voting. If you're not voting, it's their vote that counts. Maybe it's not my vote that's counting if I'm not voting. So if you disagree, go vote. If you agree, go vote. It's so important, especially we've gotten so lackadaisical. I'm guilty of that. I've, in the past, you know, let a few things go by. And then I'll say to myself, well, how did that get passed? Well, it's because I didn't vote.
Kelly, would you agree with that?
I agree with that 100%. And if anybody knows me, one of the things that is more upsetting to me than anything is when they say it doesn't matter. And apathy is what has really, really hurt this country, and apathy by not voting and saying it doesn't matter. Well, the kind of way I look at it is if you don't vote, you don't matter. And if you want to matter, you need to get out there and vote. And even if you don't win this time, you know, keep trying. And it just makes you pay attention more when you vote. I think I remember hearing when I was younger, you shouldn't vote when you don't know what you're voting for. And I think that is really true. But I think that that stops a lot of people from voting. And I think if you at least just go out there and do it, you will start automatically paying more attention, is that's what happened to me, because I didn't really know what I was doing at first either. And then when something would happen, I'd be like, ooh, who voted for that? And I realized, oh, I did. And after that, I would pay a lot more attention to what I was doing. It was just a natural process. And I think a lot of people don't vote because they're not sure who to vote for. And I think you just need to start by voting and keep learning, and you will, because you'll start paying attention more.
Okay. So what I think it's probably time to do is to listen to the song and then talk a little bit about the detail, because there are a number of different ideas that are contained in the music. So we'll run it and then come back and see if we can hit parts of it to perhaps give some further background. Okay.
Down in Matsu Valley, where the river flows, lives a gray-haired man with a Roman nose. He's got an old white truck and he's waving his sign. For anyone who looks, he's a man of our time. He'll go, hey, you, another car goes by. He lives on a mountain over by our town. Every time you're there, he's making his rounds. Maybe you agree with him, maybe you won't. Hoping his ways will convince you to vote. He'll go, hey, you, another car goes by. Then one day when the sun was high, into the fair came our sign-waving guy. The rest of the story you all know. Was packing a gun and he gave us a show. Hey, Palmer Police, he's a famous fella. Better treat him right or he'll move into Wasilla. Give him $1 million and we'll tell you what he'll do. He'd buy a neon sign with a much better view. And he'll go, hey, you, another car goes by. In our great valley, he has freedom of speech. He can wave his signs on any old street. Just remember the duty falls on you. He's gonna vote, we hope you do too. And if you don't, you cannot cry boo-hoo. If you get down where the river flows and you see an old man with a Roman nose, hope he makes you wanna cast your vote. Country will stay in the same old boat. Another vote done gone. Another vote done gone.
Okay, now we're back. We've played the song, and it's been an interesting listen. Is there any particular? Let's start this way. Not start from the beginning and work your way through, but. Let's start and say, okay, you've got the lyrics, you've got the song. Is there a particular phrase, a particular thing in all that was contained therein that strikes you as carrying the message of the song? Yes.
Yes, you cannot cry boo-hoo. Why is it we hear people complain? And I always want to say, did you vote? I don't want to hear your complaining if you didn't vote. You are no longer valid. You have no valid complaint. So you cannot cry boo-hoo if you didn't vote.
Okay, that's a very interesting slogan. I could use that. You can't cry boo-hoo if you didn't vote. I like that. How about you, Kelly?
Well, I think I like the, in our great valley, we have freedom of speech. And I think we do live in a great valley. And I think we all have the right to say how we feel. I just feel sad that we don't share that with each other enough. And that's kind of why I'm doing this, is even though we all might vote differently, we still are neighbors and we're friends and we're a community. And we should all come together and do our duty and vote. And the part where it says he's going to vote, we hope you do too. You know, that's important to me.
Okay. How about that title, Another Vote Done Gone?
I feel like it's a loss, Another Vote Done Gone, if you don't get out there and do what you need to do and vote. And it's like a relationship. If you want to have a nice community, you need to spend some time making it a nice community, the same as with any relationship. You put time and effort into it. It doesn't take much effort to vote. And when you don't, that's another vote done gone. It's another loss if you didn't take advantage of what is your right.
Okay. So you two have any last comments to make at this time?
Yes. All you kids that are turning 18 years old, you have an opportunity to make a difference. You have to make a difference in even Kelly's and my life as we get older. You're the new group coming up. I know a lot of 18-year-olds go, yay, I can go get a tattoo. Yay, I can give blood. But also, please vote. Your vote does mean our future.
Okay, Kelly?
Yes, and remember, if you don't vote, you don't matter. So we all want to matter, so let's vote.
All right. We don't want to see another vote done gone.
We don't want to see another vote done gone.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
If you get down where the river flows and you see an old man with a Roman nose, hope he makes you want to cast your vote, or our country will stay in the same old boat. Another vote done gone. Another vote done gone.